It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition right here in Madison, and talk about your health and lots of interesting topics. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. You got a great topic today on Taco Tuesday. We're going to start out talking about tacos.
We are going to talk about tacos.
Tacos.
This is what happens when you let a almost five-year-old select your topic for the day.
Harrison picked the topic.
His birthday week.
That's right, June 1st.
That's right. Let him pick his topic.
He's a studio audience today.
He is.
Happy birthday, Harrison.
Yes.
Right.
So if you hear any applause in the background, it's just Harrison.
That's him, yeah. All right. Well, what are we going to say about tacos today?
Well, so be probably kind of boring to just talk about tacos themselves for a few minutes here. But we're going to roll it into a couple of things that I get questions about all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about meal planning. And one of the strategies that you can use, and tacos are just a great way to demonstrate a portion of this strategy. And then we're also going to talk about prepackaged seasonings, like buying your taco seasoning prepackaged, because there's a lot of information out there about whether or not you should buy your stuff prepackaged. So we'll hit on that here at the end, but we'll start out talking about meal planning, which sometimes feels like a little bit of a swear word. People don't like to think
about it. Sounds like work.
It does sound like work. And it sounds overwhelming. So a lot of times people just don't even like the suggestion of meal planning because it feels like it takes a lot of extra time. And sometimes it does. But there are some strategies that we can use that make it a little bit easier. And keeping in mind, you don't have to meal plan all at once. So one strategy that doesn't have anything to do with tacos, but that can just be really simple, is after you have your evening meal, just take a look at your fridge. What do you have to make for the next night? You can simply prepare that way, one day at a time. It doesn't have to take a lot of extra time. It's just preventing things from going bad, looking at what you might need to stop and get at the grocery store after work, before you come home, things like that. So that's meal planning right there. But if you want to do longer stretches, having a little structure can sometimes be helpful. So like I said, tacos are a good way to demonstrate how structure can sometimes work. So for some people, having a certain category in which the meal will fall can be helpful. So like doing a Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And that doesn't mean that you have to eat regular old tacos every single Tuesday. It just means that whatever you're going to plan for that week falls into the realm of tacos. So I'll give you a few ideas of what
right.
that can...
I like tacos, so I'm all set for this one.
Yeah. Yes, and some people could eat just regular old tacos right. every Tuesday.
That's right.
And if you want to do that, or every Thursday, or Wednesday, or Saturday, go ahead. Nothing wrong with that. But if you feel like you want a little bit more variety, there's a lot of ways we can take that basic category of taco and make it very versatile. With each of these, keeping in mind the idea of nutrition... Because tacos in and of themselves, like let's say we got a walking taco. Everybody likes walking tacos, right?
Love walking tacos.
Everybody loves walking tacos. They don't have the most nutrition. They're not bad, right? There's no foods that are bad foods. But ideally, we find...
Lettuce usually in there.
Yep.
No, that's pretty healthy.
Yep. So kind of a vegetable. Usually it's iceberg lettuce, which is fine. But it's not going to be the most nutritious option. So if we think about regular tacos, instead of having them over Doritos or something like that, even just having them in a tortilla shell, a taco shell, lots of different ways you can eat them. But just regular tacos are ground beef with taco seasonings on it, the regular kind of cumin, chili powder, garlic powder, all of that wonderful stuff. And then with cheese, salsa, or fresh tomatoes, black olives, all of the toppings can be a great meal. That can be something right there. But we can mix it up a little bit and create a whole new meal the next week with something like chicken tacos or chicken fajitas, where now we're having a different protein by using chicken. And you can do shredded chicken or just baked chicken and cut it up. You could buy a rotisserie chicken and throw that in there. And then add the peppers, the onions, or any vegetables that you'd like. And again, add your favorite toppings. Carnitas. Have you ever had carnitas before?
I don't know. What is a carnita? Maybe I'll tell you you tell me what it is.
It's like a taco, but with shredded pork instead.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know if I have or not.
And often the seasoning on a carnita is going to be more citrusy. So like the ones that we make at home, at our house are made in the crock pot with, like, there's a little bit of orange juice in there. So it's got a little bit of a different flavor. But again, you can add the fajita type veggies if you want to. You can add guacamole. Instead of the regular salsa that we might add, you could put peach salsa or pineapple salsa, something like that on it.
Maybe I've had one at your house.
I think you probably have.
Maybe I have, yeah.
Fishing season, you can absolutely make fish tacos. Fish is a great lean protein source. You could certainly make lutefisk tacos if you wanted to. Little shout out here with our lutefisk question from last week, right?
I'm not sure I want to, but nice to know you possibly could.
You could. I've never had a lutefisk taco, but what better way to celebrate it in the Madison style, right?
Save it for November.
There you go. Maybe we could do a lutefisk taco eating contest some year.
Yeah. And then maybe not.
And then maybe not, yeah. Fish tacos are a great way, though. You could do that with a fresh, like, pico de gallo, avocado mango salsa, which is one of my favorites to put on any kind of taco. You can absolutely add some rice or cilantro lime rice, which is really simple to make. The next one I'm going to suggest might be a little bit of a stretch for some people, but it's pretty tasty. So crunchy tofu tacos. We've had those at our house too. I don't think you've ever eaten those with us.
I don't recall ever having one of those.
We don't make them for company a lot because not everybody is as comfortable with tofu, but it is so simple to make, and it's simply just cubed tofu that's coated with some of our taco seasonings and cornmeal. And then you kind of pan saute it with some oil to make the outside of it crunchy and serve it with your usual taco seasonings. That one's great with the avocado mango salsa too, but anything, you can put anything on there. You can also take those tacos, turn them into a salad instead of eating them in a tortilla shell or a taco shell. You can make a taco pasta with it. You can serve that taco protein over and the toppings over something like quinoa, which I know is a favorite of yours.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love it.
Or farro. Farro is another ancient grain that does contain wheat. Quinoa is gluten-free, but farro does contain gluten. And farro is a little bit more dense, but you cook it the same way you cook quinoa or rice. And you could even make taco nachos if you wanted to. And if you're feeling really adventurous in the vegetable world, you can make it over radish chips. I can post some of those recipes in my when I share the podcast for today. I'll share in the comments a few of the links to some of these, like the radish chip nachos.
All right.
So really easy to make. And one thing I love about tacos is that for families dealing with food allergies, for families dealing with picky eaters or people who have like slightly different preferences, it's really easy to make them completely allergen friendly. You can make a vegan queso that is cashews and taco seasoning and diced chilies and water. It's really simple to make, but if you have to avoid dairy, it does a great job replacing it. And even though you can certainly purchase dairy-free cheeses or dairy-free sour cream, the closer we are to natural, the better. And tacos are naturally free of egg and tree nut and peanut and sesame and soy and fish and shellfish, unless of course it's fish or shrimp tacos, right? But all of the others, or you know, soy with the tofu. But otherwise, it's naturally pretty easy to make them allergen friendly. Now, just very briefly on the taco seasonings, there's a lot of fear out there about using pre-made seasonings because what's in them. There's certainly nothing wrong with it. And if you're busy and you don't want to make your own, by all means, just buy the prepackaged seasonings. Keep in mind that they tend to be much higher in sodium than whatever you're going to make at home. I don't even measure it anymore. I usually just kind of create my own taco seasoning when I flavor things. And the more you cook them and the more you do your own, the more comfortable you get with it. But if you want to buy your own taco seasoning at the store, go ahead.
All right. And you can always throw a few chickpeas on that taco.
Absolutely. Yep. Especially if you do black bean chickpea tacos, something like that.
That's right. There you go. By the way, I just was looking at an email that I got today. I don't know. Did you know that National Meal Prep Day is observed annually on June 9th?
Oh, that's coming up here.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay. I got a news release on that today on meal prepping for a healthier you.
I love that.
Yeah.
So. Well, we can maybe start a little bit of a series here. So if you listen in next week, we'll talk about another strategy or another tool you can add into your toolkit besides what we did today.
For meal prepping. Sounds good. Now we have our topic.
I love it.
All right. Very good. Well, Amber, if anybody's looking for you and want to get some more information on what we talked about today or any other things dealing with nutrition, how can they find you?
you.
Yep, you can find me online at immunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at immunutrition, or call up to the clinic here in Madison if you'd like to visit.
All right, sounds good, and we will see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And happy birthday to Harrison.
Yes.